Google, Apple, Yahoo, Tiffany & Company, Urban Outfitters, all have something in common. Can you guess what it is? Money? Success? A good reputation? Yes, yes, and yes. All true. But what I was referring to is a dirty little secret. Diversity. Or rather, a lack thereof. Wait, why am I whispering? It's not a secret anymore. Find out why on the Social Recruiter Podcast.
You're listening to The Social Recruiter, news, views, and interviews about the ever-changing world of social media, but from a recruiting point of view. I am your host, Jim Stroud.
Diversity, diversity, diversity. The big bad buzz in business today is diversity. No one seems to have enough of it on its board or among its executive rank and file. I mean, touch base with Apple, Tiffany & Company, or Urban Outfitters, and they could tell you stories. I think what started all this chat about diversity was Google. They were among the first of companies in Silicon Valley, anyway, to publish numbers about the diversity of their workforce. Here are some of the highlights. Google's workforce is 70% men, 30% women, 61% white, 2% black, 3% Hispanic, 30% Asian. LinkedIn posted their numbers after Google shared theirs. And their numbers were more or less 61% male, 39% female, 53% white, 2% black, 4% Hispanic, 38% Asian. Yahoo also posted their numbers, and they were at 62% men, 37% women. And ethnically, that's 50% white, 4% Hispanic, 2% black, and 39% Asian. Are you shocked? Are you in awe? Don't be. Diversity in the workplace is a worldwide concern in one way or another. For example, less than 6% of CEO positions of top companies worldwide are held by women. That's 6% out of the entire world of CEOs and top companies. So how did this happen? I don't know, but I can speculate and suggest some solutions after a word from our sponsor.
I joined to fulfill my potential. I stayed to fulfill the potential of Randstad Sourceright.
I joined for the strength of the brand. I stayed for the challenge.
I joined for an opportunity in our Birmingham office and stayed for one in London.
I joined to work in head office. I stay for the impact I can have on client site.
I joined for personal growth. I stay for the opportunity to develop others.
Ik ben begonnen bij Randstad in Nederland. I stay to work at Randstad Sourceright UK.
I joined because I needed a job. I stay for a career with a market leader.
I joined to be a specialist.
I stay for the team.
According to Career Crossroads, about 25%, 24.5 to be exact, percentage of hires come from employee referrals. Such being the case, could one reason why there is sparse diversity is because people are referring those of their own ethnicity? Okay, you can't see me, but I'm shrugging my shoulders because I don't know. So what do you do about it? Do you hire someone less qualified for the sake of appearances? I don't think so. Doing that is a disservice to the company and its investors and the people who work there. I mean, if you hire based on skin and not talent, that's putting jobs in jeopardy overall because the company could flop, right? That's my thinking. I think the magic bullet really is training. Training directed at diversity candidates. Google is doing that with a $50 million initiative called Made with Code. Its singular focus is to inspire high school girls to become software developers. Very cool. You know, what I like even more? I know I like what AT&T is doing. AT&T teamed up with this company called, Udacity. Udacity, which is an online education company. And together they've created what's called a nano degree. For $200 a month, that's $200 a month, they will teach anyone with a mastery of high school level math, basic programming skills needed to qualify for an entry level position at AT&T as a data analyst or iOS app designer. AT&T, Udacity, in their nano degree, and Girls Who Code, those are only two initiatives that I know of. Do you know any more? If you do, leave a comment. I'd like to know about them. Well, my time is up. I thank you for yours. Until next time, keep it diverse.